Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio with me today, Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Hey, Greg.
So, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on. Last week, I talked about the fact that Hollywood came calling. And I am going to share a few more details on what happened. There has been some stuff circulating on the web that Scuba Radio has been caught in the path of a Sharknado. And it's true. They are filming Sharknado 3 in Orlando still. And I got some updates for everyone today.
I think they
on the
need
big
a,
show.
Greg, I think they need a lobster slayer in this one.
Well, you know what? It just so happens that we may be talking just about that.
Wow.
But we'll get into that in just a bit. There's a lot of stuff going on in the diving world. We're gonna jump right into it because we got the Scuba Cowboy on location in Chicago at Our World Underwater. And I think it's like 10 below, but it doesn't really matter because the hearts of all the divers in the Midwest there at Our World Underwater, they are so warm and fuzzy. They're just a great group of folks, and the Scuba Cowboy is up there to serenade them accordingly this weekend, and we have him on via the web, I believe, right now. Pup, are you with us? Come in, Pup.
I'm here, buddy. Can you hear me?
There you go. It's a little noisy because he's on the show floor, which is understandable.
Yes, and it's packed. Yeah.
That's good.
Like
that's
you
a good
said,
sign.
These people, they don't care what the temperature is outside. They got diving on the brain.
Yes.
And they're coming out in droves.
Well, that's great. That's good to hear. You know, it's a good sign. Our World Underwater, you can go ourworldunderwater.com, by the way. This thing's been going on for years. They fund a great scholarship program with some of the funds raised for the weekend for divers that want to, pursue a marine type of thing. They got a real cool scholarship thing going on there. But I don't know, what are you seeing other than a lot of people this weekend at Our World Underwater in Chicago there, Pup? What do you think?
Well, as always, there's always a plethora of new products coming out. And, you know, it seems like every destination on the planet just about is represented here.
Yeah.
And like I said, what I'm seeing more than anything is just droves of people. Everybody, they're not letting the cold weather get to them at all. We got divers here just coming out the wazoo.
Yeah.
Having a great time, hanging out, listening to music. I'm kind of playing over by where everybody's eating and stuff.
Nice.
We're just having a good old time. You know how it is in Chicago. Everybody just welcomes you. And like you said, the cold doesn't deter them a bit. They've already got spring on the brain, and they're ready to go diving. I'm shocked at how many people there is here.
Well, that's excellent. Now, you know, the one thing that I have found when I do go to the show, I am very impressed by the people, like you said. They are, they're an energetic bunch, these Chicagoland divers. And they have a tendency, maybe I've kind of put two and two together and thinking that they're so enthusiastic about scuba diving because it's a little tougher to achieve in that neck of the woods. Is that what you're encountering this weekend, too? That, you know, if they want to dive, they got to jump through a lot more hoops than us spoiled divers, for instance, in Florida? What do you think?
Yes, exactly. And that's why they really connected, you know, to one of the songs on the new album, the whole, because I apologized for you as well, because I said, you know, Greg, he's getting so wussy, he doesn't even show up north. You know, you can't even get him up north in the winter type thing. And so I told him the song that I dedicated to you, of course, was Warm Water Wuss.
Yeah,
because
right.
These guys are all, you know, guys and gals, are all tough as nails up here. They were out ice diving a couple days before I even got here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think I've been up there before. Is that where they're doing the under, let's see, they're skating upside down on the local lakes.
Yeah, and, skating upside down, polar bear clubs, whatever you want to call it. These people are divers to the bone.
These are hardcore
divers. And, of course, they love, you know, in the summer, you got all kinds of beautiful shipwrecks and stuff and what have you that have been so well preserved in the fresh water, in the cold fresh water. So I promised them I'll come up and do it in the summer. I don't know if I'm ready to, you know, skate underneath the ice or anything just yet. But I'll definitely give it the summer thing a whirl. And I apologize for all of us warm water wusses. But I told them, here's a song for you, you know, so you can all make fun of us at least.
Yes. Well, there you go. And as an added bonus, when you go up there to Chicago in the dead of winter, you're kind of cryogenically preserved for a few days. So it extends your lifespan. I mean, that's one thing you could throw in there, maybe.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good point. I never thought of it that way. But yes, definitely. And it is one of those years. And it kind of seemed to be going across the nation. I don't know. They got snow all the way down in Texas even. So it's we got tons of snow back home in Colorado. I don't know if it's quite as cold as it is here, but like I said, boy, God bless them, because they're just coming out in droves, and we're just all having a good old time.
Yeah, well, you know, I think when it's cold up there in Chicago for Our World Underwater, that usually benefits the show, because the people want to be able to get out of their homes and get out and about and maybe escaping by going to the show and talking about cool places to go diving in the Caribbean or Pacific or someplace, and, you know, use the show as an escape, you think?
I definitely think, yes, that's exactly what's happening, because, as I said, the cold has not impeded them at all. They're coming out in droves, and that's probably what it is. They're thinking, hey, let's go talk to some, you know, vendors. Let's see the new equipment lines. Let's talk about going to the Caribbean, you know, when our next opportunity arises and stuff. So there's people all over the place here.
Now, I know performing, you know, playing your songs, the Scuba Cowboy songs, and entertaining people while they have a bite to eat in the food area there at Our World Underwater. But have you had a chance to wander around and mingle with some of the folks, or see some new destinations that are exhibiting at the show, or what?
I have, of course. Like I said, there's always, you know, the regular standbys, and then there's it seems like there's just new ones popping up all the time. It just seems like somebody decides to come, you know, some new little island, or maybe it's a new resort on one of the existing islands and stuff. And everybody that I've talked to is just, they're just booking like crazy. They're just having a good show. And like I said, tons of people. I mean, we got, you know, the Caymans and Saba and Stewart's Cove and, you know, Cozumel and the Philippines and, you know, just everybody. Everybody's here.
Yeah.
Roatan. What have you, and I've actually even booked a couple weeks, you know, people bringing me down to perform and stuff. So it's been a really, really good show, just all around.
Excellent. Well, you know, we got our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise and the Turks and Caicos. You got to tell a few folks up there if they want to join us. It's October 3rd.
I've been pushing that too. Yep.
Yeah, and you got to ask around and see if there's some places that we haven't thought about going to do the show. And maybe find some new locations for
it. I'll have a little more time this afternoon. It was kind of busy because I kind of play up front, you know, how everybody kind of gathers in the front.
Right.
So I actually brought two PA systems since I drove. I got one set up front, so I play in the morning for an hour or so while everybody's hanging in the lobby, and then I go over and you know, start playing the lunch area type thing. So I'll get a little chance to, you know, to scoot around here this afternoon and do some chatting with everybody. You know how it is. It gets pretty busy pretty quick around here. You get wrapped up in conversations. And I've got Pat waiting over here on the side if you want to chat with him for a minute as well. I'll just let you know.
Yeah.
But this has just been a great show for everybody. A lot of neat new jewelry and stuff like that, gadgety type stuff. You know, there's just seems like there's always something new going on.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let you regroup a little bit there, Scuba Cowboy. Get Pat lined up for us. We'll talk to him after the break. And you mingle around, play a tune or so, entertain those folks up in Chicago this weekend, and we'll check in with you here in just a bit, okay?
That sounds awesome.
All right, there you go, the Scuba Cowboy in Chicago at Our World Underwater. And we'll talk to Pat Hammer, who is the organizer, promotion guy for that event. And, you know, I am very impressed with those folks up there. And, yes, my blood is thinning, which explains why I'm not there. And I sent Pup to represent. He's from Chicago. You know, he's from Denver. So he's kind of a little more acclimated to that environment than I. And I don't know. Maybe it's just I'm getting, old.
Still, no. You should probably send him a bottle of Tank Rum or something, Greg.
That could happen. Yeah. Matter of fact, did you hear they made their goal?
Oh, they did?
Tank Rum just finished up, I think, yesterday or the day before. They did make their goal, their funding goal. So Tank Rum is coming out for divers across the country. I know we have Jerry the Diver Guy on via the web as well, and I'm sure he's excited about the Tank Rum. Am I right there, Jerry, or is that just me? Maybe that's just me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Any rum's good rum.
Good rum.
And especially, especially if it comes in a scuba tank, that's right up my alley.
Yeah, well, it's a glass scuba tank, not a real scuba tank, just for people who are not familiar with it. Tankrum.com. I got some other promotional ideas that I wanted to throw out there to everybody today. Some scuba bling, or how to represent as a scuba diver. That's coming up. And then more reports from Chicago and a lot more on today's big broadcast. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Jordan Mazinski from Chicago.
Dive Bears.
And I'm here with my close friend, Greg, who's the Scuba Radio Dive Master. Plus, he's my roomie on the Aquacat. I'm not telling you no more, because whatever was said in the islands, it stays in the islands.
106 miles to Chicago.
But I didn't keep you warm at night.
No, he stole my pillow.
It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Chicago, of course. And that was George. I'm sure he's wandering the aisles of Our World Underwater today there in Chicago. Largest diving event in the Midwest, if not more. And evidently going quite well. Scuba Cowboy's on site. And I believe he's rounded up Pat Hammer, the organizer of this event, to join us on Scuba Radio right now. Pat, are you with us? Or is it Scuba Cowboy? Who is it? Who do
no,
we got?
No, no, he's rocking the house down. I'm here.
Okay, all right. He's gigging, and you're going to represent the Midwest divers. How are you, Pat? Welcome, buddy.
Hey, good to be on the radio. I'm having a great time here in Chicago.
Yeah, good, good. So numbers looking pretty good. I actually heard last night was very, very well, and according to the Scuba Cowboy, today so far on Saturday, usually the biggest day, it's jam-packed there at Our World Underwater. Is that right, or what?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Last night was phenomenal.
Okay, it was unbelievable. And then today, it's just been jammed. There's still a line of people waiting to come in.
That's excellent. So I know Scuba Cowboy's gigging and entertaining everybody. What are you seeing different this year at the show, Pat? Are you getting a better vibe from, you know, an economic indicators or from some of the exhibitors or the local Chicagoland divers? What are you seeing from that perspective there, Pat?
Well, a lot of stores are selling equipment. Equipment's going out the door. I've seen tanks go out. BC, so it seems like people are buying this year.
Yeah,
which, you know, that's good for us because they're starting to spend money on the dive industry.
Right.
One of the stores sold a whole bunch of classes, so I think that's really good for them. So I would say the Pulse in the Midwest is up right now, very positive.
Yeah. Well, what about how about the exhibitors there at Our World Underwater? Are you seeing more equipment type stuff, or travel and destinations, or an even mix, or what? What do you think?
It's an even mix. It really is. Aqualung, the AUP group, a couple have like four or maybe six booths well stocked with equipment. And then the travel people are very, very busy and very active too, and giving away trips left and right.
Now, what are they doing as far as the local diving there in the Chicagoland area? I mean, you have Scuba Emporium, a real nice dive center, a couple of them, I guess, I believe, in the area. I forget offhand, but... But what are the divers, where do you guys take them? Outside the country or down to Cozumel? What about local? Are you taking them in the Great Lakes, or where do you guys dive locally there in Chicago?
Well, my favorite place to dive around here is Michigan in the summer.
Lake Michigan, okay,
foot,
yeah.
Yeah, 60-foot visibility. You can see great, a lot of fish out there. And then we go to the inland lakes and quarries all the time. In fact, we were out ice diving a couple weeks ago.
Really? And so were you doing this upside down skating and hockey?
Yeah, I like that.
Is that that's typical? So, what, I mean, when you're doing that type of ice diving, does that take a lot of extra preparation? Or you guys done it for years, you just know the system and what? How's that work exactly?
It takes a lot of preparation. We get people ready for it. But it's one of the things, you got to be advanced with water to do it with us. But it's fantastic. People just really love it. Get back in the water. You haven't been in the water for a couple months. Now you're back in.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is something I would like to mark off the list, despite the fact that I am a warm water wuss. I would like to get ice diving. I mean, it's on the list. It's been on the list for a long time there, Patrick. You hear
what
I'm saying?
We'll get you up here next year.
Okay. We'll make this happen for sure.
Okay.
You know, we've thrown one of our Scuba Radio mermaids in the snow up in Chicago before, but I've never done that myself. Yeah. Yeah, what is the weather like in Chicago this weekend? How cold is it?
I think it's up to 20 today.
Okay, so it's a warm, balmy 20 degrees outside. Yeah. But
that's why all these people are here.
Yeah, I was going to say, right, yeah. They're looking for an escape. And what better place to be in Chicago than the largest diving event in the Midwest, where they can kind of...
Oh, my gosh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, and think warm thoughts, coming to the Keys, the Caribbean, or whatever. Well, yeah.
And our film festival tonight... It's going to be really warm. It's all about coral reef diving, beautiful ocean. So everybody's going to love the film festival.
Yeah. Who are some of the stars from the film festival you got playing tonight there in Chicago?
Paul Kinner-Deaton, Nancy McGee, yeah. Annie Crawley.
Okay.
Amos Nocha.
Yeah, okay. Some big animal stuff from Amos, for sure.
Yeah, the big animal thing is going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And what about you? So you work this show all weekend. You're shaking babies, kissing hands, or whatever. And then usually, if I remember correctly, Pat, after you and your honey there manage the show and make it come off like clockwork, you have a tendency to head off to the Caribbean or Pacific, Hawaii, or someplace, do some exotic dive trip. Is that the plan for this year, too, or what?
This year's a little different, going to Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah. So
are you going to dive, or is this just to get away from anything?
Just a nice getaway.
Okay, all right. So you're just mixing it up a little bit going to Arizona.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it. You deserve a break, because I know a lot of work goes into these things, and you got a lot to do.
It's wonderful. We're having a great show, too.
Yeah. Well, he does what he loves, and you got to give him credit for that. Pat Hammer. Pat, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, and we wish you the best with Our World Underwater
this year,
buddy.
Thank you very much, too.
There you go.
Wish you were here. Thank you.
Yes, we too. Well, we're there virtually. You know, we have people representing, like, the Scuba Cowboy, and they have thicker blood. You know, than I do, and that kind of thing. But, you know, I really do love the people up there in Chicago. We've, you know, I get a lot of emails during the week, especially leading up to our world. I probably hear from more divers in that area than anywhere else in the country. They say, hey, Greg, you coming out to Chicago? We're looking forward to seeing you. And I'm like, well, yeah, kind of. But then, you know, and then we didn't, I didn't make it personally out there this year. But yeah, we'll change that next time and get back out there. Ourworldunderwater.com. You can go there and get all the information you need and find out more what's going on with that fine event. Now, we have made our plans for a big dive event going up at the end of March, and that'll be beneath the sea. And myself, the Scuba Cowboy, our mermaids, and much, much more are going to be out at that event. Matter of fact, Jerry the Diver Guy is going to join us there at BTS this year. Jerry, you excited about that? I think you are. Are you? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
That's going to be a good time.
We're going to have a blast.
You know, I love going up to that part of the country as well. You get a lot of the similar type of thing, but they're a little bit more. The Chicagoland divers and the New Jersey, New York divers, they are a different breed of folk. They're both very, very friendly, very accommodating. But the folks up in Jersey and that definitely have a bit more of an attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Greg, I think, you know, swimming with the fishes takes on a different meaning when you're in New
Correct.
Jersey.
That is part of it. Or like, oh, yeah, when I ask me, what's the diving like up there? It's just, oh, they're diving right in is, you know, it's all right. It's all right. You know, and they got this whole little thing. But, you know, they've always been so, so nice. And I'm looking forward to going up there. And actually, we go up there and we hang with some of our friends from SiriusXM. It also actually butts up against our 18th year anniversary of Scuba Radio, which will be April Fool's Day. So that is coming up at the end of March. So make sure you make a program note and join us accordingly. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio with me. Also, we have Jerry the Diver Guy, who is connected with us via the web in Virginia. He's in Virginia, not West Virginia, just for the record, right? Have I got that right? I do, I think, maybe.
It's maybe the warm not. Heart of Virginia, right?
It's Virginia. I know that much. And that's all I'm going to... I think that's all I can say right now. But it is correct, I believe. That is right.
That is correct.
Yes, okay. So we'll go with that much, for sure. Hey, I wanted to bring up something about diving bling. You know, we wear our hats. We wear our scuba t-shirts, our scuba radio t-shirts. Actually, there was a picture we posted up on our Facebook this week, the Scuba Radio Facebook page, where somebody was wearing a Scuba Radio tee to be baptized on a trip that they had in Israel.
How appropriate.
Go figure. Yeah, so, yeah, we are kind of holier than thou now, I guess. I never looked at Scuba Radio tees as baptismal garb, but evidently they work that role as well. But I was thinking, what else could you do, you know, other than hats, shirts, you know, jackets, that kind of thing, which we all have available at scubaradio.com. You can go there and buy one. And I was looking at something, and I thought, ooh, this would be kind of a unique thing to show your love of diving. Van Halen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Van Halen has his own line of shoes. Did you know that?
I did not know
that. So that are like, you know, they look like a striped red guitar. And he has some, like, Converse tennis shoes made with that design. I'm thinking, hey, they got red and white stripes on them. Why not make scuba tennis shoes? Would you wear scuba tennis shoes?
That'd be
better than
would, yeah.
Painting your toenail with a dive flag on it. Wouldn't it be more
that manly? I won't do.
You won't do that, but you'll wear scuba shoes.
That's Bill's point.
What do you think, Jerry? You like this idea or no?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
We can put Scuba Radio on the sole, and when we walk across the sand, everybody will see it.
Hey, that's a good
there
idea.
Scuba Radio has soul. There you heard it from the diver guy. All right, more coming up right after Dan Tip Deck. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 248. When your wife asks the inevitable, "Does the wetsuit make me look fat?" question.
Of course it makes you look fat.
An acceptable diver's reply is, "No, it's not the wetsuit."
Oh, come on.
And
you haven't even tried donuts yet.
Remember to budget for an additional surcharge when traveling as a single on your next dive trip somewhere.
You want to store fat? That is the way to store some fat.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, I'm feeling great, Greg.
You look it. The very picture of health.
Not a bad thing for a doctor to be.
Funny, but it does remind me of a question I wanted to ask you.
And what's that?
We've talked about dive fitness, but what about being physically ready for a dive? Do you mind talking about that?
Of course not. Where would you like to start?
Well, aside from encouraging people to incorporate a fitness regimen into their daily life.
Always a fan of that plan.
I thought you would like that. But let's talk about what divers can do in the days prior to a dive to ensure they're ready.
That's a really good topic. I know a lot of times divers get so focused on taking care of their dive gear or dive planning, they tend to put taking care of themselves at the bottom of the list.
So where do you start?
Start with getting plenty of sleep. Sleep deprivation does a lot of things to a person that aren't good. It diminishes our energy levels and can impair judgment. It can also decrease our strength and stamina. All of these things are important on a dive, so make sure you get plenty of sleep in the nights leading up to a dive, especially the night before.
I'll never argue with getting more sleep. Now, what else can we do?
Drink more.
All right. A doctor telling me to drink more.
Water.
Yeah, right. Okay, I knew it was too good to be true. Can I just drink some on the way to the dive site, though?
If only it were that easy. Hydration is a key contributor to staying healthy while diving, but it doesn't happen overnight. If you don't already do so as a regular part of your day, start hydrating several days prior to a dive. Try to keep caffeinated and alcoholic beverages to a minimum, as they tend to dehydrate us, which is obviously not the goal.
Can I at least eat more?
Definitely, but make sure you go quality over quantity. Food provides the fuel we burn, so absolutely eat something before you dive. If you're headed out on the boat, you may not want a greasy breakfast, but then again, do whatever works for you.
What else can we do?
Remember that mental fitness is as important as physical fitness. Be comfortable with the dive you're doing and stay within those comfort limits.
Is there anything that combines mental and physical?
Sure. We spend a lot of time educating divers on recognizing potential problems after a dive, but we sometimes forget to remind them to be aware of their starting status. When you wake up in the morning of a dive, especially the first one you'll do, take a minute to do a self-check. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Be aware of any aches and pains you might already be experiencing, and give yourself a baseline to work off of after the dive. Of course, if you're ever in doubt about your post-dive health, call someone. But no matter what, being really aware of how you feel before a dive can really be a good thing.
You're right. We do have a tendency to forget to check in with ourselves before a dive, don't we?
We do. And we can put ourselves through a lot of angst later because of it.
Okay. There is one more point that has to be a beneficial factor in being ready to dive. I joke about it and give you a hard time, but what about that fitness regimen?
It's kind of a no-brainer that a fitness regimen is good for you for a lot of reasons. And the benefits definitely extend to diving. I know we've talked about this extensively in other tips, but overall fitness can benefit you on the cardiovascular, circulatory, and muscular level. And all of those physical elements play into your health when diving. So yes, a daily fitness regimen can and should be considered a positive way to prepare yourself to dive.
Planning your dive and prepping your gear are key aspects to dive preparation. But don't forget to take care of you, too. Get plenty of rest, drink lots of fluids, and make sure you're mentally ready to go. The dive can't go on without you, so be sure to give yourself as much prep time and consideration as you do everything else. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That
was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We're back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm with Jerry the Diver Guy. CJ just walked into the studio, and CJ, welcome. How are you, bud?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good, good, good. So did you hear us talking about these shoes? You didn't. I know.
No.
You did. You just walked into the studio. And Jerry the Diver Guy is on.
What up, Jerry?
Yo, he's with us. He heard this. He would buy them. He'd buy these scuba shoes. And you were probably the guy who turned me on to this. I saw this on Facebook that Eddie Van Halen has his own line of tennis shoes. Did you see that?
Yeah.
You've seen these?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, they're the color of his red guitar.
I think he's
talking
got a pair.
Some new kicks, ones like you ain't never seen.
Yeah, Dave, you got it. So I'm thinking, hey, if they can have their own shoes, maybe divers can have our own shoes too. We could get some of these Chuck Taylor shoes and make a dive flag out of them. Would you wear something like that? I'm thinking that would be more manly than painting your big toe with fingernail polish as a dive flag.
Well, I didn't know that was the only other option.
That was it. It is.
It's either paint your toe or custom sneakers.
Well, show your love for diving. That would be one way to do it.
What about a tattoo?
Well, of course, tattoos. That goes without saying. But that's been done. The shoes, I think, would be a
new thing.
People
have tattoos?
I have heard of these.
Is that a popular thing?
We have Scuba Radio tattoos that we hand out to all the shows, and people put them on their bald head and that kind of thing, and we take their picture. So
is anybody making these shoes, or are you saying you're going to invent them?
Yeah, I'm saying we ought to do them. And if we made these, would you guys wear these scuba shoes?
I would, yeah. But yeah. Start easy, Greg. Try flip-flops first. Scuba Radio flip-flop. It's red with little white straps.
Flip-flops are not going to be as effective, especially in places like Our World Underwater in Chicago.
That's true.
Where it's like 20 degrees, snow. I'm thinking that's not as practical. I'm looking at practical attire that we can have made that will show our love.
Hey, what about T-shirts?
Once again,
Scuba Radio T-shirt.
That'll never work.
Don't decide right now. Just mull it over. Think about it.
This is what happens when CJ shows up late to the show. because we covered that already. That's what I say.
You have T-shirts.
We have shirts.
Where can
jackets,
somebody
hats.
Go purchase said shirt?
We covered that as well.
ScubaRadio.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Now that you're caught up,
I try to give the guy a plug, and he's
with
like,
the rest of the class.
I know.
That's. I'm just thinking. We ought to take a, take a sign from Eddie Van Halen, come up with our own line of shoes.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. So you're game. You like this idea.
I like it a lot.
And Jerry the Diver Guy, you're hip to this as well. You would wear these up in Virginia. Is that right?
Oh yes.
Okay.
I'd wear them.
What about an eye patch?
An eye patch.
To make you look like a pirate.
Uh huh.
And you put the Scuba Radio logo on it.
Well, wouldn't that would be hindering your visual acuity? Which
no,
would be,
have you ever had a little bit too much adult beverage?
Never.
And then you have to close one eye to focus.
Jerry, I defer to you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Greg.
Will not only help you see, help you focus better.
I'll wear two eye patches,
but it'll say Scuba Radio on it.
Oh.
A little spring water will make you wear two eye patches.
Well, true. That's true. Or you'll see, you'll see double. So I don't know. It's just one of those ideas. I was thinking that maybe we would explore.
I
like doing that.
What about?
Yeah.
You know how they have ViewMasters?
Yeah.
Remember the ViewMaster, little thing you look at, and it has like 3D images?
I do. I remember this back in the day. Yes, a long,
Scuba
long
Radio
time ago.
Mm-hmm. ViewMaster reel with mermaid pictures.
Oh, I'll buy that too.
Really? Well, why do we got to go with the ViewMaster? Don't we already have that online at scubaradio.com?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't take that with you on the road, Greg.
All right, just taking a little retro spin. On such
and they're
thing.
Not 3D.
It's classic.
You could make them 3D.
True. I guess we could. Yeah, that is possible.
Actually, we have the technology now. You can probably 3D print your own mermaid.
3D print.
Just get one of those 3D printers and print a mermaid.
Yeah, it's made out of wax, but...
Well, most of ours are made out of wax, too. I think. They're kind of...
Plastic, I believe.
They're kind of greasy. But I don't know.
Suntan oil.
Oh, is that what that was? Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, I don't know. These are...
So anyway, back to the sneakers.
Well, sneakers could be... I don't know. I might. We'll have to look.
They're washable.
Explore the possibility.
Washable, comfortable, stylish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just, you know, like a Chuck Taylor thing.
Now, would you do high tops, low tops, or both?
Just, I think, lows. High tops. We're not basketball players. We're divers, right? High tops are
more
of a basketball thing, aren't
they? I've been known to watch some basketball.
Are you a baller?
No, I said watch.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
And Scuba Radio knee pads, Greg. I think there's a need for that out there.
Really?
For who?
For Bubble Boy, evidently.
For the mermaids or Bill. So. Or, you know.
All right, we'll just leave that one alone. Anyway, there has been some other diving-related stuff circulating out on the web that we will address. Groupers eating lionfish. That's next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Did you know fewer than 2% of divers ever achieve the PADI Master's Scuba Diver Rating? Earning your Master's Scuba Diver Rating places you in an elite group. People will know you've spent time underwater in a variety of environments with significant experience and training. Rescue Diver Certification with 5 specialties and a minimum of 50 log dives are all you need. And for a limited time, get a free e-card when you earn your PADI Master's Scuba Diver Rating. So join the elite. Contact your local PADI Dive Center resort or instructor to plan your journey towards Master's Scuba Diver today.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Instead of letting live sharks rain down on people,
shark!
We're going to get in that chopper
shark!
And throw bombs into the tornadoes,
shark!
Blasting those bastards to bits.
Shark!
There are sharks flooding the streets.
Go, 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 go. We're all going to die in a sharknado, sharknado.
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 All right, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Sharknado 3, filming in Orlando. I would know because I was there. And I'm at liberty, I don't know if I'm at liberty to say, but, you know, last week I was alluding to what had went down, and now it's pretty much common knowledge. It's out there amongst all the mainstream media, so I figured, okay, might as well tell everybody what's up. And I was hired to be a extra and Sharknado 3. And if I don't end up in this film, I'll be shocked. And it was crazy fun. I'm not going to tell you any of the plot line to it. And yes, indeed, there is a plot. For the record, this could be in.
Did you get eaten?
I can't say exactly what happens, but I'll be surprised if I don't end up in this movie. I've already been on Tara Reid's Instagram account. She took a picture, and that was me, the guy who looked like he's developing man boobs, walking behind Tara Reid on her Instagram. And that picture was showed up on Entertainment Tonight as well. So, I've already got more publicity than I could have ever imagined from doing this. But it was fun. It was good, clean fun. Yeah.
First Entertainment Tonight. Next thing you know, TMZ is going to be knocking on your door.
Oh, that's right.
Is that what you really want?
Well, first of all, I'm okay with the paparazzi. I'll deal with it accordingly. I already have. They don't knock on the door. But when I leave, the broadcast duplex here at Scuba Radio, I got sunglasses right there, so I wear that and a hoodie, and usually sneak out the back door of the studio now. So I've come up with an escape route.
So you're going to leave on
avoid the paparazzi.
Leave on the beard disguise.
Yes,
exactly. The fake Van Dyke.
True.
That you're wearing right
now.
I'm going
to work that. But anyway, it was
Sanders.
I'm not going to say what I did in Sharknado 3 yet, because I'm going to wait till we get closer to the release date of this thing, which is not till the end of July. But I will tell you, it was a blast. It was a hell of a lot of fun. And I look forward to milking this for any element we possibly can. And we're going to have some fun with it, too, because I don't know if you remember this, but when the first Sharknado came out, and I was a little concerned. We talked about this quite a bit on Scuba Radio because people were calling up the local news channels when all the trailers and things came out for this film. People didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was. I'm like, great, Sharknado, what is this? Is this like a new Jaws kind of film that's going to come out and scare everybody out of the water? Because people were calling up news channels and saying, hey, if a Sharknado comes to town, how do we prepare for that? People were thinking this could really happen.
Rock salt.
No, I don't think that would.
No, that's snow.
People are. Yeah,
that's
stupid.
That's a blizzard.
Yeah, but when Jaws came out, people thought that that could happen, and there was an element of reality in it, and it really was way too far fetched. But there was an element of realism to it that scared the bejesus out of everybody, including myself. I didn't want to get in the ocean after I saw Jaws for
Richard
10 Dreyfuss, years.
Richard Dreyfuss would do that to you.
Well, maybe. That could have been it, too. But when Sharknado came out, I had seen these reports. I didn't know anything about the film, like everyone else. And then, of course, when it came out, I'm like, are you kidding me? That was the biggest, the most ridiculous film I've ever seen. Now, it ends up, the Sharknado franchise has ended up being the most popular movie ever to air on Sci-Fi Channel. They had 3.9 million viewers to Sharknado 2 last year. 3.9 million people saw that movie. It was huge. And Sharknado 3 is no doubt going to be bigger. And now the thing is, everybody and their brother wants to be in Sharknado and eaten by a shark. That's kind of like a claim to fame in Hollywood these days. And so the producers, I saw some stuff online, this past week, where of some of the stars that they hope to get in Sharknado 3. And like Johnny Depp, some of these, it's some big stars.
See, my claim to fame is even sadder than being in Sharknado 3. My claim to fame is I know a guy that was an extra in Sharknado 3.
Well, if that's any consolation, when this started coming out, CJ, this will benefit you too. I couldn't say exactly what had happened. I couldn't say that I was an extra. We had to abide by some confidentiality agreement.
But that's out the window.
Well, I've conveniently lost it by today. So I don't know what I'm allowed to say, what I can't. But I'm not giving out any specifics. But here's the deal.
Because that would ruin the whole movie.
It would. You don't want to do that.
Please,
for anyone.
No spoilers for Sharknado.
Kill the authenticity, really. Take you right out of the moment.
Yeah, but people were posting, you know, guesses of what this picture was on Tara Reid's Instagram. We're like, hey, Greg, what's the deal?
What's the only thing she's done in the past 5 years?
Well, no, they didn't.
It's got to be Sharknado.
They weren't sure that it was Sharknado. Some of the comments were like, Greg, are you stalking Tara Reid? Right place, wrong time. What's up with the man boobs? You know, that kind of, you know, and I was like, what? And then I looked at the picture.
15 years too late.
Maybe. One of those type of deals, and so you know they're making these guesses of what it was, and one of the guy goes had made the connection like, oh, obviously he's in Sharknado 3 doing something, and what does this mean? By the way, Greg, what degree separation of Kevin Bacon are you? And it ends up I'm 3.
Wow,
legitimately, which makes you 4.
Way
you are 4 degrees. From Kevin Bacon. How about that?
I'm feeling pretty footloose right
See?
Now.
There you go. All right. So there's always a downside to every story. And we just proved it once again right here on the world's first radio show devoted to God. All right. We got groupers and lionfish. The fight is on. We'll cover that in hour two of the big show. Stay close. Just getting started.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.